92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
You know, sometimes on a first date, you're confronted with a red flag and you just ignore it. Mm-hmm. You know, like you walk into their place and they have pictures of you all over with your eyes all carved out.
What?
And you're just like, is that a red flag? Maybe they just don't like my eye color and I should change it for them. I can change my eye color for them.
No, yeah. That's evidence in a future crime.
Might want to pay attention to that. I don't know. But Kayla's on the phone today to do a second date update. Kayla, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, not too bad. How are you? Oh, I just asked you that.
Yeah.
I'm not paying attention to anything.
We're going to go back and forth.
Yeah, let's
for
just
a long
ask
time.
How we are for a while now.
Are you doing
Kayla,
good?
Tell us about the guy you want to meet today. What's his name?
Nico?
Nico is his name?
You're asking. It sounds like a question.
That a question?
Yeah, now, is she asking? Is she listening?
Is that his name, Nico?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
This is really
all right,
awkward.
So tell us about Nico. How did you meet Nico?
Kayla?
Sorry, I'm just flipping through here. Hold on. Okay, how did I meet Nico? We met through mutual friends.
Okay, you met through mutual friends. And tell us a little bit about your date, if we can somehow get this thing back on track. Hello?
Distracted. So distracted.
Kayla,
what are you doing?
Yeah, what is going on?
Kayla.
Oh, sorry, the date?
Yes.
It feels
What
like...
are you doing? We want to know about the date. This is a second date update.
It was good. We got dinner. It was a good time. It was fun.
Okay.
Kayla, you called us for help, right? Like, I'm just establishing this.
Wait, say that again?
You called us to help
like
you out.
It feels like we're inconveniencing you by asking you about
back?
The date. Like,
no, hold on. I just got to jot something down. Hold on.
Okay.
You have to jot. Okay. Obviously
Notes.
Very busy. Trying to multitask, maybe do some work and a second date.
Maybe it's
at the
a
same
grocery
time.
List that she remembered she needed butter suddenly.
Are you good now?
No, I'm sorry. I just remembered something and I have this like relationship diary and I just wanted to like jot it down before I forgot.
You have a relationship diary. Huh. What's that about?
It's kind of like this thing that I just like keep all my dates in and I just like jot down some notes and stuff.
Wow.
Okay. What kind of notes?
Just like how a date was, if there are any red flags, like what he was wearing, you know, I just like to keep it for reference. So like I remember what dates are good, what we did, what worked, what didn't work. And like even maybe like I will meet the man of my dreams and like it'll be cute. Like we can look back on my diary and.
I don't think any guy wants to look back on your dating diary.
Well,
that might be cute.
Yeah, they will. That's cute.
I can see
some
that.
Some people might like it, but you're on the phone with us right now. So can we take a break from journaling?
I just wanted to write that one thing down. I apologize.
All right.
Sorry.
Okay.
Well, it should be a good recap of your date then. Do you have it all written down in your dating diary?
I do.
All right.
Okay.
Well, tell
Hold
us
on. Let
about...
me go back to that day. Hold
okay.
on.
Bullet points.
So you're going to tell us about your date from your diary?
Yes. Yeah. All I right. have everything written down.
There
okay.
Go.
So right. go for it then. Tell us about your date. Start it with Dear Diary, too. That'd be awesome.
So, okay. 7:34 p.m.
Uh-huh. We don't need those details.
Nico is 4 minutes late. He's okay. wearing a blue button-up and gray jeans.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
He's looking really cute, but he tells me he was looking for a parking spot for a long time. Hashtag red flag.
You
That's a red flag?
Yeah, hashtag in my journal. I just talk like how I say.
Okay.
Like,
oh my God.
Well, I know your email says something about red flags. That's why I opened it up like that, but... I didn't realize
right.
that looking for a parking spot would be a red flag.
So it's a red flag because, like, was he not prepared to come get me? And I don't know. He should have been on time.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay, so what else happened on the date? This is going to be the most detailed second date update ever.
Seriously.
Then I go on, 7:46 p.m. He complimented me on my necklace.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then I told him a story about my dad, and he listened to my story, which was really great, and I like that.
All right.
Hi,
That's nice.
As you're writing all these times down, are you documenting it while you're on the date?
Like in front of him?
Sometimes I do, and sometimes like I just remember the timing because like I look at the clock and make a mental note of it, and then I go write it down later.
Okay.
So it's a little bit of both.
So what's next?
Hold on, I gotta flip the page.
And try to give us the important details. I don't know, you know,
right.
like
okay.
She might have like 100 things written down.
7:58. I told Nico how I was a former gymnast. And to see if he had any thoughts about that.
Okay.
What would his thoughts be?
Okay, so I want to tell you, though, like, that was kind of like a bait situation because I'm not a gymnast.
So why
you
would
lied
you
about
tell
that.
Him that?
Well, because I want to see what their reactions are, like, if I'm really flexible or if, like, I can get kinky or...
Okay. okay, yeah, I mean, guys' minds do kind of go there when they hear about a gymnast. Like, yeah, all right, she's bendy.
Yeah, totally.
So
that's what I thought.
He didn't take the bait?
I wrote down, he didn't take the bait, so red flag turns pink.
Got it.
Red flag turned pink. Okay. So now there's different shades of red.
Any other like details, maybe just about how you guys bonded and stuff?
Okay, yeah. 8:23 p.m. Nico gets up, walks by the hostess stand, and says something to hostess. Is he trying to pick her up? Question mark.
What? Why would you assume that?
Not in front.
I want to ask him, but I don't want to come across as crazy.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't ask him that.
I'm going to let you know, there may have been a little sense of crazy just because you're journaling, I'm assuming, every once in a while during your date. Like, that feels a little type A, a little controlling.
Journaling is something that I've been doing for years, and I like doing it, so just back off. Like, this is just what I do, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
9:21, we called it a night.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I wrote, he kissed my lips ever so softly, like in the movie 27 Dresses.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wait, the one with Katherine Heigl, where she's a bridesmaid over and over again? That movie?
I f***ing love that movie, okay?
All right. Well, then that must have been a good kiss, then, if it's one of your favorite movies.
Wow.
Always on E. I watch it whenever it's on, okay?
All right. So we ended the date with a kiss. That's got to be a good thing.
Could he be my new boyfriend, question mark? Stay tuned, dot, dot, dot.
See, when you're teasing your own dates, I like that.
And hashtagging them and everything.
All right, so besides the journal, all in all, was it a good date?
Well, yeah, I mean, this is like one of my best dates.
Oh.
I mean, my other entries, you should just flip through this. I mean,
that's
been horrible.
Yeah. Kayla, I mean, I think that it's great that you journal. I also journal, but you sound like you're taking the life out of a date. You're not like giving yourself a chance to really get to know somebody because you're so concerned with timelines and things that happened.
Brooke, it sounds like you have a stick up your ass. So I told you this is what I do. I've been doing this for years.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to make changes now.
You call for some help to try to figure out why this guy isn't calling you back. I'm just trying to give a little outsider input.
Look, I just want to see what happened and reach him. And I don't need help with you judging me.
All right. I mean, this is just a different kind of second date update than we've experienced before. I'm going to play a song, and then we'll come back and call him and get your second date update, okay?
Okay, great.
Okay, hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
Dear diary, today I did the first part of a second date update. It was with a woman named Kayla, who also has a diary. I was thinking one day we could get together and maybe be diary pals. I haven't asked her about that yet, but I might. Entry number 2. Dear Diary, now it's time for the second part of today's second date update, where we're going to talk to Kayla and see if we can get her a second date with a guy named Nico.
Ooh.
Nico sounds like a swell guy, according to Kayla's diary. They even ended the night with a kiss, just like in the movie 27 Dresses.
Are your diaries talking to each other?
Dear Diary, is anybody else reading my diary right now?
Uh-oh.
I hope not.
Dear Diary. I hate you. Dear Diary, I love you. Dear Diary, I'm sorry about lashing out.
You're emotional,
what kind of relationship
if you're
do you have?
Just tuning in for today's second date update, Kayla is on the phone, and she also keeps a diary, and she keeps a diary of all her dates. In the first part of today's second date update, she actually read straight from her diary some excerpts about the date that she went on with Nico. Everything, according to her, seemed pretty good. He showed up a bit late. She thought that might be a red flag. And the end of the night with a kiss. She was very excited about it, but now she's not sure why he's not calling back. So we're about to get him on the phone and find out why. Kayla, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm kind of nervous, though.
Okay, Kayla, I know you don't want any of my theories on why this guy isn't calling you back. I just want to know what your theory is. Why do you think he's not calling you back?
I mean, maybe because I was, like, too fun for him.
Oh!
Well, that's never been the case for anybody, but maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. That day was awesome, if we didn't have so much fun.
Yeah, too much fun.
Well, we'll find out. I'm going to give him a call right now, okay?
Okay, I don't know what it is, so this could be interesting.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Nico, please?
Speaking.
Hey, what's up, man? How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Hi, Nico.
Do you know what that is?
I don't think so.
Okay, I'll tell you. Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, it's a radio show.
Okay.
Okay. Not a lot phases you, it sounds like.
Yeah, he does not care.
You get calls from radio stations all the time?
No, that's just confused.
Okay.
Maybe he just has the same emotional range that you have, Jubal. Yeah.
Possible. Hey, Nico, I'm calling you today because we got an email about you from somebody that listens to our show.
Oh, well, what did it say?
Well, it said some very nice things. We do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. It's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then don't call them back after, they can email us to get you on the phone to try to figure out what happened. And you recently went out with a girl named Kayla.
Oh. Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Well, Kayla emailed us because she said that she thought the date went great, but now you're not calling her back, and she wants to know why.
She said the date went great?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was she wrong about that?
I just can't believe she remembers the date. What? She was on the phone the whole time.
What?
She was on her phone the whole time, you said?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, the whole date. Mm. She wasn't calling anybody, but she was, like, texting, I assume.
Okay.
I mean, it wasn't just, like, looking. It was, like, typing constantly. I mean, I don't know if she was texting, like, a different guy or setting up, like, a date after mine or what, but it was distracting.
Yeah.
Couldn't get a conversation in at all. It was rude.
All right.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah, I mean, we talked to her about your date. She said that she actually had a great time and thought it was one of the best dates she's had.
That's impossible. I mean, she was, I mean, like, the whole time she was typing, it was so weird. I think the weirdest part, so I thought, like, okay, well, this was a bust. She must have seen me, wasn't into me, doing something else. Uh-huh. But then walking back to the car, she just, like, I mean, out of nowhere, just kissed me.
Oh, she kissed you?
She kissed me.
What did you think about that?
I was shocked.
I'm shocked.
Like, I wasn't even going to go for a kiss or even a hug. I thought this was going to be like a peace, whatever.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, she just, like, lunges at me. And I'm not going to say no.
Of course.
But I was just kind of like a mannequin, just kind of still let her do her thing. Huh.
She thought the kiss was great. She told us about that. She also thought that you kissed her.
Oh, that's impossible since I was stationary.
I mean, if she hadn't been on her phone, were you attracted to her?
Yeah, she's definitely cute, but like all I really saw was her forehead because she was bent over texting the whole time.
Looking at her phone the whole time. All right.
Oh my God, your self-restraint that you didn't say anything on the date. I feel like I at some point would have been like, hey, can you... put the phone away?
Eyes up here.
I'm just not that type of person. If that's your thing, you know, I'm not going to make a big deal about it. You do your thing, I'll eat this hamburger.
So basically your date was you hanging out with someone who was on their phone the whole time.
Yeah.
And then you were sexually assaulted after which he kissed you.
I wouldn't say that, but it was aggressive.
All right. Well, thanks for telling us why you don't want to call her back. I also should tell you this, though. She's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Wait, what? No.
Yeah.
Did she hear what I just said?
Mm-hmm. Unless she was buried in her phone again, texting or something. I don't know. Kayla, are you still there?
Oh.
Yeah, Nico, I loved hanging out with you. I was so interested in the date. I really liked you.
How can you say that? You were typing the whole time.
That's because I was taking notes about the date on my phone so then I can transfer it into my relationship diary when I get home.
Wow. Wait.
That is so much right now.
That's a lot.
Wait, I'm very confused. What do you mean you were taking, like, notes?
It's what I do. Every time I go on a date, I have this relationship diary because I want to write down, like, red flags and pluses and minuses about the dates and details so that way I can remember things.
Why? Do you have memory problems or something?
No, I just think it'll be really cute to, like, one day look back on it all and reminisce about everything.
So you thought she was being super rude, Nico. She was actually super listening
to
you.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, but that's not normal. I've never gone on a date and the next day been like, oh, did I have a good time on that date? I should have written it down.
And Kayla, I mean, you're listening, but you're not hearing what he's saying. Like, he thought you were into him because your face was buried into your phone screen the entire time. Don't you see that as a problem?
Brooke, back off. I'm talking to him about this, not you. I don't know why you just keep interrupting me. It's really pissing me off. Like, I'm trying to get this across to him that, Nico, I really like you.
Okay, I guess that makes sense in a way.
Nico, I'll prove it to you. Here, the next thing, 8:35, you had showed me those pictures of your family, and I noted that your brothers are hot and that you guys have really good genes.
Oh, my God, that is so weird. That is
no,
so weird.
I wanted to take note that, like, you are a good person to have babies with.
Oh, there you go. God.
Wow. Sorry, thinking about babies.
That fast-forwarded real quick.
You guys don't understand. These are things that everybody thinks of on a date, and, like, I'm just writing them down. I'm writing down the thoughts that everybody's thinking of anyway. That's the only difference. Don't you understand? Nico, you understand, right? Don't you understand?
No, none of this makes sense to me. First, why are you saying my brothers are hot? Why are you saying you want to have babies with me? I mean, I don't even think we made eye contact this entire date.
Nico, you are taking this way out of context. Like, I'm documenting this because one day you're going to appreciate all the details that I've put down here in this diary, and you're going to look back on it and be like, wow, she's awesome that she wrote all this down and that she did that, and we can look at this together.
There you go. Yeah, what do you think, Nico? You want a second date with Kayla? We'll pay for it. Go on a second date, make some babies.
A second date?
Yeah.
How do you, I mean, so she can finish this novel she's writing about our, this is the weirdest thing.
If it makes you feel better, Nico, it's not just about you. She does it for every date she goes on.
Yeah.
That makes it even worse. It's like a serial killer. I'm scared, frankly. I'm worried.
Okay, scared. That seems a little.
Come on, Nico, that's not fair. And Brooke, you are not helping things.
What do you think, Nico?
I'm trying.
Will you go out with her one more time?
Brooke is the only one making sense right now. I wish Brooke had been there on the date to tell you to get out of your phone.
Fine. I won't even bring my phone on the next date. Are you happy?
There you go, Nico.
Are you going to take notes with, like, a pen and paper instead? Or?
Yeah, whatever. I'll just write it down. I won't use my phone at all. I'll use the napkin next to me. God.
Yeah. So take notes the old-fashioned way, Nico. Would you go on a second date with her? We'll pay for it.
Look, I think you're very attractive and...
Shut up! I know what you're trying to do, and, like, it's not. You're just sugarcoating it, and this is bull and, like, just get to the point.
I think that your intentions are sweet, but what you're doing...
Nico, I'd get to the point before she stabs you. I think what he's trying to get at is a no. Is that a no, Nico?
It's a no.
Yeah, that's a hard no.
It's a hard no.
Kayla, did you learn anything from this experience?
The only thing I learned here, Brooke, was not to trust you with anything. I mean, Jesus.
Whoa.
You have done nothing for me.
Well,
I was trying to help you, I swear.
Sorry, Kayla. No second date.
I hate your show, especially when Brooke's on. I'm never listening again.
All right, well, but can I read? I want to read your journal sometime. Can I just read it?
No, you, Jubal.
Okay.
Bye, Kayla.
You sarcastic piece of
I actually wasn't being sarcastic. I really do want to read it.
Whatever. Jubal, I'll give you like $20 if you just slap Brooke across the face right now.
Okay.
I'll only do that if you're in here journaling because I want to see what you say about it. Brooke and Jubal in the morning.